Blog Talk Radio.
Daddy always had dirt under his fingernails. I guess that was the way everyone could tell. He was an honest working man. He made his living off the land. And every Sunday he came here and prayed. He prayed for rain. He'd say, Holy Father, release the water. Holy water, release the seed for the children. Promised land, but he still walked on faith right to the end. And on the day that Daddy went home, I knew Moses wasn't alone. As I stood on broken ground, I prayed for rain. I prayed.
That you're listening to is Pray for Rain by Austin Hicks, one of my good friends, Austin Hicks. He lives in Nashville, Tennessee. This is Pray for Rain. He has several great other songs out, so you've got to check him out. He is a great young artist, and I know you'll really enjoy listening to him. Thank you all so much for joining the Drew Show today. So far, I'm very overwhelmed by all of the calling guests on the show right now. We have over 100 people in the call log right now just waiting, and we have more than that in the chat room just standing by and wishing our guest Sylvia Brown all the best, and they love her so much, and this is proof of it with the outpouring of love like this. But again, thank you all so much for tuning in. Today, we have an amazing show for everyone. Today, we welcome to our show Sylvia Brown. She is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, psychic, author, lecturer, and researcher. You have seen her for many years as a part of the Montel Williams Show, as well as countless others. She has published 50 works resulting from her research into paraphilosophy. Never say that word. With 22 appearing on the New York Times bestsellers list. She is here now to talk about her new book, Past Lives of the Rich and Famous, as well as Take Your Calls Live. I have so much respect for this lady. It gives me such great pleasure to welcome her to the show, Miss Sylvia Brown. Hi, Sylvia. How are you?
I'm just fine, dear. Thank you for having me on.
Well, no, thank you. And I know I've been trying to have you on for about a year now, and I know your schedule is very busy. So let me say thank you, and it's such a pleasure for you to join us.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Great. Well, thank you. And Sylvia, I want to start out this with on a light note about the tragedy in Connecticut. And I follow you on Facebook and all that, and you've been very vocal on Facebook about your heartbreak on this horrible tragedy in Connecticut. It's unbelievable. It seems, you know, I was at the office the other day, and us coworkers, we were laughing and cutting up, having a good time, and we heard about this, and our whole day and week and everything was ruined. It seems like a dream. It seems like it's not even real, but
no, it's like a nightmare.
It really does. It really is. And can you, and the reason I ask about that is, can you give us your thoughts on all this?
Well, I know that all the children and all the people, the grown-ups, all made it to the other side, thank God.
They did.
See, that's what gives me, with all the stuff I do deal with, which I've never questioned God about that, but I'm so thankful that I do know about those precious babies that made it.
It's one of the worst things I've ever heard about in my life. I mean, you know, there was Columbine and there was 9/11, of course, and there were things like that. But you know, this is unbelievable.
It's every parent's heartache or fear, you know. And even if you aren't a parent, you still can have it, you know. But just the idea that these are just precious little babies. You know, I mean, I know we ought to take guns off, you know, those terrible guns, but we ought to also start looking more at the mental illness that we have around us.
Right.
Because, you know, we close all the facilities that help the people that do have mental illness, and we've got to do something about that. I don't mean a snake pit now. I mean some kind of comfortable place where they can go and be administered to.
I completely agree with you, and it's just such a tragedy. And you're right that what you said, that you know, you're so lucky that you have the ability to know that they're okay. And Sylvia, when did you first realize in your life that you had the ability to read people and see into their lives?
Well, they tell me at 3, I was telling them stuff, you know, about who had died. My grandfather died, and I told them that he was dead, and nobody knew it. But what I really cognitively knew it myself was 5. I was 5 years old.
Wow.
And I knew that 2 of my great-grandmothers, see, my family lived forever. I don't know what the hell is about to happen. I told my dad, I just got panicky because I saw their faces run. That's how I used to. And I prayed so hard that God would remove that from me, and he did. You know, because that's a terrible thing for a child to see, his face is running.
Right.
You know, it's like, you know, you remember that movie Raiders of the Lost Ark when all those Nazi soldiers were standing around, their faces melted.
I do.
Yeah, that's what I used to see.
Wow. I imagine being 3 to 5 years old and you coming up telling your parents what you're seeing and what you're feeling, that kind of had to freak them out, didn't it?
No, not really, because on my mother's side, my blessed grandmother on my mother's side was a psychic well known in Kansas City, Missouri.
Okay.
And then her mother's was psychic, and we go back 300 years.
Wow.
So I think there's a component part of genetics in there. I know it comes from God, but then you have to say, well, maybe, you know, God gave you this gift for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I've always prayed that I use it right, you know.
Right, right. And you knew it was a gift from God, and you knew
always.
It ran. Yeah, you knew it ran in your family for. Did it? You were so young. Did it scare you?
Yes, it really did. And my grandmother was such a pillar of society. I mean, she read for doctors, and priests, and preachers, and you know everybody. And so she said to me, just don't be afraid of it because it comes from God. So even though she said that, I was still, tested by psychologists, psychiatrists, and everything because I thought, you know, I'm seeing all these things, hearing all these things. I'm not going to, because I taught school for 18 years. I thought, if I'm nuts, I'm not going to be around kids. So I put myself through all this, training, you know. I had, at one time, I remember I had 5 psychiatrists and psychologists testing me.
They were testing you?
Yes.
Really? What was that like for you in school growing up?
Well, I talked to my girlfriend who was, who's known me for, God, like 65 years, and she said when somebody asked her from one of the news programs, what was it like being with Sylvia, she says, I don't know, we just sit around on the playground and she tells us what's going to happen.
Wow. Hey, that's amazing. That's
and
wow.
God bless the schools I went to, because they never made me feel strange or possessed or any, you know, nutty stuff.
That's good. I mean, there's so much going on in the world now with bullies and everything that's yeah.
Well, it was a different time then.
Right.
I mean, it wasn't like it is now. I mean, you know, I grew up in Kansas City, Missouri, which, I mean, it's not a big place, but it was even smaller then, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody knew your family, everybody knew your dad and where he worked. You know, I mean, everybody knew everybody.
Right. Have you ever met someone, and this kind of goes back to the fact when you were younger, it did scare you to know that you had those feelings, but have you ever seen into someone's past or future that really scared you and that you really just could not believe that this was going on in their life or was going to go on in their life?
No, I don't pull any judgment or anything. I mean, I certainly have been afraid of, well, I can mention this because he's gone now, but because I have a really epic thing about doing a reading for anyone, but I never get the name to tell anybody. But this one man came up and just was talking so bad to me that I hit the panic button and everybody ran into my room. But that was the only time I ever felt, you know.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You know, really scared.
Yeah, absolutely. That must be an incredible ability, and you're so, and like you said a minute ago, you're so blessed to have it. You really are. You've written a phenomenal book, Past Lives of the Rich and Famous, and I absolutely love it myself, and I love the title as well, by the way. Tell us about this book.
Well, this book, you know, I wrote the other book to it, you know, the Future Lives of the Rich and Famous, and tell them all about what they were doing on the other side. But this was so interesting to me, because, of course, I had to get a lot of this from my spirit guide. But it really, and I know this for a fact, because I've done millions of regressions myself, regress people into past lives. And what's so phenomenal about it is you get healing from that. You know, people who are terrified of drowning, and yet they've never had any situation in which to drown in, but they just can't believe that they keep having it. Well, then you get them to a past life and sure as hell they've drowned. You know, or a woman being afraid in New York about being bit by a cobra. Well, you know, there's no cobras in New York, but they're taking her back to a place in Morocco. Her husband shoved her in a cave and she was bit to pieces by a cobra. You know, I mean, it's really phenomenal. I mean, it's hard to listen to, but the end result, you know, it's almost like a surgery of the mind, is that the person just comes out and they're just blessed with it. You know, I mean, they just feel that they have a new, because a lot of these phobias, their depression, are really linked to a past life.
You know, it's so funny that you say that. There are certain times for me that are like that, that I'll be driving down the road and I don't know, I'll just have these flashes of that I'm about to be in this huge wreck, that this I'm going sideways, or I can't even explain it, that it's just these flashes of things, and I feel like that either this is going to happen to me or this has happened to me.
No,
or something.
No, it did happen to you when you were a Mennonite about 100 years ago, and you were in a horse and buggy, and you just ran, and the horse fell on you.
Wow.
So
is that right?
Going to happen in this life. It's not something you're seeing, but see, like, you know, every trainer that's in a, you know, Gold Gym or anywhere will tell you that, you know, your muscle has memory. Well, so do your cells. And so when your soul comes into a body again, it carries with it a lot of the past things that you've experienced in a past life. And if they're negative, then you keep going over them. You know, you have a fear or anxiety.
Mm-hmm. Is there any way to get over that? Is there any way to
stop? Just say to God tonight, dear God, whatever I've experienced in a past life that is negative or, you know, haunts my day in this life, please let it be released into the white light of the Holy Spirit or our Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm telling you, you will not have any more of those. Do it for about three or four nights, and that'll be the end of it.
Wow. And you mentioned spirit guides, and this is one thing I think I've always had a problem understanding the definition of a spirit guide. Now, is a spirit guide someone who I used to be, or is
no,
it someone?
No, it's someone who is. I mean, look at it this way. Let's say you and I are on the other side, okay?
Okay.
And we decide that, or, you know, somebody tells us that we decide we want to be a spirit guide to someone. So they do a training for us, and then we become a spirit guide. So it's somebody that's actually lived life.
Fascinating. Wow.
So you and I could then become a spirit guide on the other side.
Right. Wow.
I think that's a tough life, though.
You know what, I completely got away from your book, A Past Lives of the Rich and Famous, and I do want to definitely touch on that you go into depth, and I don't want to give too much of the book away at all, but you talk about Steve Jobs, Whitney Houston, Michael Jackson,
right.
And can you tell us a little bit about these people?
Sure. For instance, Michael Jackson, really in his lives, he didn't ever live past the age of, like, say, 14. And I think that that's why in this life gave him such a predilection to stay childlike, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because if he'd ever lived beyond a certain age, 14 or 15, in all his other lives, if he had one in Burma, it was almost 100 years before Christ. And he died very young. So he comes into another life and he dies young. So he comes into this life and he gets very childlike. You know,
right.
And then Steve Jobs, I don't want to give away who he was, but it just bored me. But, I mean, he really had a tough one because he was an instrument of science, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And what he came up with made the church almost, they charged him with heresy and made him a house arrest, that we call today.
For Steve Jobs?
Yes.
Wow. That's just amazing. What is your technique into finding this out about all these people?
If they're alive, then, of course, I could put them into regression. If they're past, then I have to rely on my guide to give me information.
Wow, that's phenomenal. That's amazing what you're able to do. I completely have the utmost respect for it, and that's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
You see, when you look at time as not being linear, I don't. I always look at it in the now, which God is always in the now too. Then you don't have any time. You see what I mean? Then you can sort of go backwards and forwards. And when I was being studied by the psychologist, in fact, even Dr. Yarpa said you could take away the therapy right away by pinpointing the problem. We always call it the point of entry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he'd call me and say, what do you get on this person? In fact, I did a research project with him on 20 suicides and what they had taken and what they had done. And he got up and front of everybody and said, well, she got 19 out of 20. And then he kept looking over his notes and said, oh, my God, she got 20 out of 20.
Wow.
So I was able to, you know, help him with the idea of suicide and what causes some people to do it.
That's amazing. And you know, and just going back a moment, and you talked about Steve Jobs and Michael Jackson and Whitney Houston, all these people you mentioned in your book, it's amazing. But do these people... Do they remember who they were in their past life, or do they,
for instance, like you, Dan, when you're driving a car, you just have a fear, or you get kind of flashes of, you know, tumbling over or getting smacked up real good, you know. I mean, they'll get flashes of that.
Right.
And I have some people that literally know what they've been in past lives. And you ever talk to a child, they'll give you all kinds of information. Some kids are just, you know, even my son, who is, by the way, a psychic also, Christopher, he told me when he was 3 that he had a horse named Cinder, and he got shot, and his daughter held his head came in her lap. That made my ears pick up right away, because a three-year-old doesn't say, my daughter. You know, that's just not the verbiage.
Right.
You know, so if you talk to kids, even say to them, so what were you were before? Where was your other mommy before? You'd be surprised at what you get out of them. And you're not harming them any.
Is that why some kids have just absolutely extraordinary talents? And I'm not going to mention anyone's
name.
But,
well, yeah. Beethoven, for instance,
mm-hmm.
or any of the savants that we know or heard about, they can do math. And it's not because they have some kind of mental deficiency. In fact, I think they're almost geniuses.
Wow. You know, and I was going to say, I'm not going to mention her name because I don't want anything to be out there, but a 9-year-old girl that was on a talent competition about 2 years ago here in the U.S., 9, 10-year-old girl, and she could sing opera music like she
oh,
was.
Oh, I know exactly who you mean. I said to everybody that was in the room with me, I said, that is an argument for past lives. I don't know what is.
Right. Was and she sang like she was a 35-40-year-old woman.
Oh,
absolutely.
I know she did. And
incredible.
Even her mouth, you could see her throat, everything. How it, she absolutely looked like one of the greatest divas on the, you know, on the opera.
Right. She did. She was incredible. Absolutely incredible. What is the average time between lives? I mean, what do people actually do between their lives?
Oh, it could be any time. It could be 100 years. It could be 500 years. You know, and then once in a while you get one that rotates right away. I've even seen, like, a father will die and he'll come back into the family as a child, you know. But that's mm-hmm. not the case so much. As usually we go over there and it's home. You know, we say, oh, God, thank God I'm home. You know, I'm going to rest for a while.
All right. Wow. Incredible. We're going to actually take a call right now. This is Susan from 706 area code. Susan, say hi to Sylvia.
Hi, Sylvia.
Susan. Hi, honey.
Hi. I enjoyed you on the Montel Williams show. I really enjoyed watching
yeah.
you.
I talked to him at least once a week.
Yeah, I wanted
great.
To ask you. Yeah, I wanted to ask you, Sylvia, I've been going through some very difficult, hard times, and I just wanted to know how that would turn out, and also I was going to ask you about my mother.
Yeah, you've been going through some hard times, especially the last couple of years, and especially this
yes.
last year, you've had a really tough time. But I'm telling you, by the middle of January, it all seems to just get better. You know, it's sort of like when you're in a dark room and then you pull up all the blinds.
Right. Okay. And my mother passed away 5 years ago, but I feel her around me quite often, but I'd like to know something about her.
Yeah, she does come around you. She usually gives off a scent, you know, like you walk into a bedroom and you smell this scent. You know, like perfume.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's her.
I know that. She's okay?
Oh, absolutely. Everybody that makes it over there is okay. You know, amazingly enough, Susan, I haven't run into many people that are stuck in between. Once in a great while, but after millions and millions of people, you know, I'm telling you, only maybe one or two or three. You know, and that's a really good average.
Well, I do feel her around me a lot.
Oh, yeah, she's around you a lot. She is around you in the bedroom and especially in the kitchen.
Okay. Well, thank you, Sylvia. And I wrote down the prayer you said, so that can help me. That can help
yeah.
me.
Oh, yeah, do it, honey. Yes. Do it every night, because you don't know that even this side we pick up a lot of negative stuff.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you so much. Well,
Susan.
Yes.
Susan, you're telling me something before the show, and right before we brought the show on, something about your mom and how some kind of numbers related or something you wanted to ask Sylvia. What was that?
Oh, yes, Sylvia. The number 107 followed Mother all through her life, her address, her nursing home number, her even down to her grave plot, which none of it was planned. I mean,
no.
The number 107.
If you notice, honey, 107 is an 8, though. And that's a marvelous number for anybody to have because it's an infinity number. See how the eight makes a circle and goes down and makes another circle. It has no open end to it, which means it's an infinity number, which means she was very stable and very planted on this earth. You know what I mean? She didn't take any silly stuff.
Right. Okay. All right.
Everybody
well, thank you.
Everybody has a number that follows the money. Everybody does.
Yeah, I think mine's 4. I don't know why, but I think it's 4.
Well, see, that's good because 4 is also the other half of 8. That's a balance.
Okay. All right. Well, that's very interesting. Thank you.
All right, honey.
Thanks.
Bye, Andy.
Bye. That's fascinating. I didn't know that myself about the numbers. And you mentioned Montel a minute ago. I absolutely love the Montel Williams show, and I wish I know he does a lot of commercials now. I wish I could see him on some kind of show now. How is he actually doing?
Well, he's doing fine, but see the problem is because he had MS that there was always a problem with insuring him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And God knows he's done better because he is. His MS and people that I know with it. I mean, he's done everything.
Right. Did he come to you a lot and ask you things, you know, after the show and, you know, how things were going?
Sure. We had that. That's how I got on his show, you know, for 17 years is because I gave him a reading and the very first time we met and everything panned out. So he said, that's why he says on a lot of the books, you know, I don't believe in psychics, but I believe in spiritual ground.
Right. All right. Wow. We have a caller coming in right now. Her name is Kim. She's wanted to talk to you for a very long time. She tried to get through on the last show you were on, interviewing one time. So let's take her right now.
All right.
Hi, Kim. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Drew.
Hi.
Hi, Sylvia.
Hi, Kim. Hi, Kim.
My question, I have many loved ones who have passed over. Is there anyone in particular that has a message for me?
Who is a sort of rounded older woman? Short.
That could be my great grandma Zaccanini. She was an Italian woman.
Yeah, she's a short woman with and she did too always like to be in the kitchen.
Yes, she did.
Yeah, she comes around you almost like an angel. I mean, she's almost like a protectress.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I've unfortunately never met her. She passed away actually when my mother was 5.
Yeah, but see, what people don't understand is, yeah, she knew everybody on the other side. So even
right.
though you didn't know her in this life, you knew her on the other side, or maybe even a previous life.
Wow. Okay.
Oh.
Any chance that my dad would have anything to say to me?
Did your dad have a receding hairline and wore glasses?
I don't know if he wore glasses. He passed away before I was born, and I only have pictures.
Hmm.
Did he have a picture taken by a truck or looked like it? Yeah, it was a truck.
Probably, yes.
Yeah, because he said, you just, I don't know what this means. He said, you just go straight ahead and keep your nose clean. I don't know what that means.
Okay. I'll have to ask my mom about that one.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Wow. That's awesome. Thank you. I have been waiting for so long to speak with you. I followed you on Montel, and I've read your books, and The Other Side and Back is, next to my Bible, the best thing I've ever read.
Oh, that's so sweet, honey.
If I could do one more, it's kind of a
sure.
silly question, I suppose, but
I don't
what would be the name of the
question.
Man I marry?
I think his name is going to be William.
Okay.
Well,
all right.
I mean, you could go as Will or Bill. You know, I never will forget the time I told this woman she was going to meet and marry Richard. She called me up on the phone and said, well, you were wrong. His name is Dick. So now I go through all the variations. Isn't that funny? Now I go through all the variations.
That's great. Well, I really appreciate it. I'm blessed to be able to speak with you, Sylvia. I love you so much. And, Drew, thank
you
for getting me on the show.
You're quite welcome, Kim. I'll talk to you soon.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. It must be so fulfilling to you, Sylvia, that you're able to bring such joy to people and bring comfort to people in their time of need.
Oh, honey, I wouldn't do it if it didn't. You know what I mean? It's just, you know, people say, well, you just do it tirelessly, and I do it tirelessly. I'm on all the time, you know. I mean, I'm trying to be out there available to as many as I can get to. The fact of it is, though, is I'm getting older all the time, too, and I just want to make sure that I get as many as I possibly can before I leave this earth.
Absolutely. And I hope you don't mind us taking calling guests. Please
oh,
listen.
Oh, God, no. No, I love it.
Well, great. We have, I believe his name is Chris, calling from 918. I apologize if I got your name wrong. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi.
Is it Chris?
Hello?
It is Chris. Hello, Sylvia.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
What's your question?
Well, I was just wondering who you saw around me at this moment.
A young male with sort of dark hair that always had a nervous way of pushing his hair off his forehead.
I think that might be my Uncle Robert.
Yeah, well, he says Bob, that's all right.
Okay.
Wow. Did you have any other questions?
Well, I was wondering if you could actually tell me the names of my guides.
You have two guides. One is Saul, S-A-U-L. And the other one is Rita. So you have a male and female.
Male and female. Awesome.
Wow. That's amazing.
Right.
Well, I think it's better that you know their names instead of just saying, hey, you know.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Wow.
Well, thank you for that.
Thank you so much. We have Tina calling in from 831 area code. She's been waiting for a long time, and she's got a kind of a bothersome situation. Hey, Tina, welcome to the show.
Many blessings. Thank you so much for taking my call. I have a situation. I've been in my home for about 7 years, and the moment we walked in, lights flickering on and off in every room, we have had an electrician come out twice in a seven-year period to tell us nothing's wrong. But my question is, my kids have been sleeping in my room for the past 3 years because they'll be real tall, black, shadow people in the room coming
Indians.
Out of the wall.
I mean, you have Indians.
Indians?
Yes.
And do you know what I could do? Because we've seen all kinds of things, lights, mist, people.
Yeah, they do. You know, I mean, you're over their hunting ground or where they live, you know. But what I do is just go around with a crucifix and bless each room in the house. And they're not mean. They don't mean to be. They just figure you're intruding on their land. So I just say, you know, go home. You know, go towards
go
the
home.
Light. Yes, go home.
One of them calls my son's name, and it's so upsetting. And what I've done is I light the white light of Christ candle. I've staged.
Right,
I do blessings with olive oil.
No, but Jake
play
says,
music.
No, honey, listen to me. Take the crucifix and go through the house, every opening, every doorway, and make the sign of the cross.
Hmm.
It's nothing
and that
evil,
should help?
That will help.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for answering my question. I've been really worried about it because we had an episode last night, and he just comes unglued, and I don't know what to do as a mom. So I will try that because I have a crucifix in the windows, and we've said prayers. We call in the angels, but it just seems to be it'll settle down for a while and then pick right back up.
Yeah, but, honey, what you've got to do is don't let your fear feed it because they don't mean you any harm. See? To them, you're the intruders on their land.
I believe that
saying?
Because we haven't been harmed. You know, it's just
right, you
like,
see,
whoa.
That's all that stuff of Hollywood stuff. You know, that's not anything. I've gone into places that nobody goes into. I never had my hair torn out or my, you know, skin torn off or crazy stuff.
Well, thank you so much, Sylvia. I really appreciate you giving me a reading and letting me know that everything is okay with the kid.
It is okay. I swear to you, honey.
Does he have anyone watching over him, my little ones?
Yeah, he has a male spirit, very, very evolved. So that's what is kind of baffling, because all he has to do is call on Leon.
Okay, Leon. You know, there was a Leonard who is my stepfather, who has come to me in dreams when my older son was sick in the hospital, and I was shocked because I haven't had a visit that I remembered. And I wonder, could it be him, because his name is Leonard?
It could be. I mean, it's close enough.
It really is.
Uh-huh.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you so much, Sylvia. I feel better.
Honey.
Blessings to you.
Blessings to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Sylvia, have you ever had to go in someone's house from their request and bless their house or anything like
sure.
that?
Sure. In fact, I went into one house that I found out later that three mediums or psychics had been in there and ran off.
Really?
So I guess ignorance is good. No, it was just a man who had kept haunting the house because he had killed his wife and his brother, and instead of them haunting the place, he haunted the place.
Wow.
But I got to go through life, you know.
Yeah. I bet you've definitely seen some crazy things.
Oh, you have no idea.
Wow, amazing. This is we're about to take one of my friends, and he's a fellow Blog Talk Radio host as well. His name is Chris. Hey, Chris, you're on the air.
Hey, sorry. I'm a she, and I'm from Canada.
Oh, that's nice.
You might have hit the... Hello, Sylvia,
oh, yeah.
How
okay.
are you?
Thanks. Well, sorry.
I'm just fine, dear.
Thank you guys for taking my call. And, okay, I'm going to make this quick. I know there's so many people trying to get through. Sylvia, I had a birth son 25 years ago, and I'm just trying... You know, I found him on Facebook, and... sent a little message just to let him know that, you know, I was open to meeting. And for a few years, I got no response. And now his Facebook account is gone and closed down. I only ever wrote him the one time. So I guess I'm, you know, wondering if you think that I'd ever meet my birth son.
Yeah, you will. But he's going to track you down in about almost to the day, 2 years from now.
2 years from now.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. And since that was so quick, one more, please.
Sure.
My grandma was killed suddenly, and I had some questions in my mind about my grandfather in that whole thing, and I think other people in the family, too. And so I wonder if you're getting anything on that.
No, he really did it.
We there?
Hello?
I'm here.
I said, I think your grandfather was partly to blame for this.
Really? Wow. I think we lost him, but his grandfather's partly to blame?
Yeah.
Really? Wow.
And sometimes that's a hard thing for anybody to know.
Yeah.
But I think not knowing for people is worse.
Right. I think it definitely is as well, and you hear people say all the time that, well, I wish I would, I just wish I wouldn't have known.
Yeah.
Well, that's amazing, and I'm scrolling through here now. I'm trying to see who's been on here the longest, and someone's been on here almost 40 minutes from 727 area code.
All
hello,
right.
you're on the air.
All right, darling.
Hello.
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 Yeah, what's your question here?
Go ahead with your question.
Do you have me on the air?
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. Oh, God, it's such a privilege to talk to you, Sylvia. My question is, I know that you have a wonderful new love in your life, and I'd like to know when mine is coming. That's what I'd like to know.
Not for at least I'd say 4 years.
Another 4 years?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, honey, I didn't leave mine till I was 70.
I'll be 72 by the time that comes.
Well, so what? What does that mean? Nothing.
I really don't want to wait 4 years, but I appreciate that you know what you can give me, and
well,
I'm very
happy.
Well,
I don't want you to run off with some goof either.
That's true.
No, I've had a few of those. I've had a few nightmares, so I have not dated anybody in a long while because I can't be bothered with the nonsense. So.
Well, I don't think that he's going to have any problem with one in 4 years because he's not a nonsense person.
Good. Okay. Well, all right. 4 years. I think I have a lot of work to do between now and then, so maybe I'll be ready for that.
Oh, sure you will.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for your call.
Thank you, Drew, for letting me in.
And
you're
welcome.
And thank you, Sylvia. Have a blessed holiday. Thank you.
Oh, you too, honey.
Bye.
Bye. Well, you know, that is one thing. The divorce rate is so high that people do get impatient. You know, people do get very impatient, and they're ready to find love, and they just jump to the first
thing
that they find.
I know, but, yeah, that's right. And I keep warning them, don't do that, you know. At least give them a chance.
Right.
Because we've all had the goofs, you know, in our life.
Mm-hmm.
That just makes it all the better when you do meet somebody that's right.
Yeah. Absolutely, it's well worth. It may be hard. It may get lonely. It may be stressful and all that. But,
sure, but it's better than some goof lying around on the couch.
Right, absolutely. You're exactly right about that. Yeah. Well, we're going to take about three more calls, and
right.
Let's take this from 401.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. How you doing, Sylvia?
I'm just fine, dear. How about you?
I'm good. Thank you for taking my call.
What's your question, honey?
I have, someone, scratching my vehicle, kicking over my garbage cans. Who do you see this being?
I don't know what the question is, honey.
Huh?
I don't know what the question is.
Well, I have somebody, sabotaging my house. They're, kicking over my garbage cans. They're scratching my vehicle. Just crazy thing. This has been going on for about a year now. Do you see who this is?
Yeah, it's a young male. I think he doesn't live that far from you, but I don't know why you've become the target, but you have. You know, scratching the car, like you said, or kicking over stuff, or it's doing a trash around.
Okay. All right.
All right. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. We lost her. I'm going to throw this in real quick. Caitlin Mew, last name's M-U-A. She has a question from the chat room, actually. My mom passed away on the 5th, and I just wanted to know if she made it to the other side yet.
Oh, she did make it. She was very, very spiritual in her soul. Yes, she made it. And she was also met by a little dog. I don't know where the dog came from, but anyway, a little dog and an older man and woman.
Really? Older man and woman. I'll have to wait to see. Caitlin, if you hear that, please respond in the chat room if you have any other questions about that. That's amazing how you know that. That's absolutely amazing. But look who I'm talking to, right? let's take this area code 45. Hello, area code 435. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Sylvia.
Yeah, honey. What's your
Oh, it's an honor to talk to you. My question is, I've been pretty depressed lately, and I don't know if my career is going to be changing anytime soon, or if I'm going to be staying in this job. It kind of drains me.
No, you're going to be getting into healthcare work.
I'm going to be getting what?
Into healthcare.
Into healthcare. Okay. Oh, wow. That's totally different than what I'm doing right now.
I know, but you've always been interested in helping people.
That's funny. Yes, I've been thinking a lot about that today. Oh my gosh. Okay, that's crazy. Can I ask you one last question? I've kind of, my relationship, will there be anybody else in my future? I'm kind of given up to this point.
Yeah, a dark-haired, blue-eyed male that's about 5'11".
Husky. Do you know his name?
Yeah, his name's Ted.
It's what?
Ted.
T-E-D.
Ted?
Ted.
Ted. Ted. Hmm. Wow. Well, thank you so much, Sylvia. I've always wanted to talk to you. I love you.
I love you too, honey.
Thank you so much. I think that's all my questions. I'm kind of in shock that you took my call, so thank you.
And I'm just reading something right now. I'm not sure if this caller is in the room or not. You can ping me your area code if you want. But all I see is from Laura Klein. Can we just get an area? His mother is so sick, and I'm not sure she can take much more of not knowing where to look for her son. I do not know them personally, but live where I think he wanted her missing. I don't know.
What's the question? You mean where is he?
Yeah, I guess that's what someone is asking. Laura, go ahead and call back through. Okay. His name is KC, says. I'm sorry. I'm just reading something in the chat room. but anyway, Sylvia, it has to, like I said, I mean, it's such a pleasure having you on the show.
Really enjoyed it.
Yeah, and it's such a pleasure. And what do you and your family have planned for the holidays?
Oh, we're going to go up to the lake and be with my son. And then my husband has his darling children, which I look at it be almost like my own. So we have a big melded family.
A big family?
Well, he has two and I have two. So then we meld them together, you know.
Right. Right. What do you, I know we took all those callers, but if I could ask you, what do you see in my future as far as career, and I'm going to even say love life as well?
Yeah, you're, and I really like to see this because you're particular. And that's so good because like we were talking earlier, you just don't want to find the first one that comes along, you know. But there is a dark-eyed, she's not thin, but she's a slim girl, pretty figure, beautiful smile and teeth. And I think her name is Harriet. You meet her about 1 year from now.
What?
Harriet.
Harriet?
Yeah.
That's very interesting. Wow. And what I know about people jump into things, and you know, and I know from that experience that that jumping into a marriage,
no,
right, it does not work at all. So, I honestly wish that I'm going to tell everyone this real quick. I honestly wish that we could have gotten to every call tonight, but we still have 65 callers in the log right now, but
well,
Sylvia,
maybe I'll come on again, and then we'll do it tomorrow.
I would absolutely love that. Sylvia, again, your book is Past Lives of the Rich and Famous. This is a phenomenal book. I absolutely encourage everyone to pick this up. Phenomenal. You find it on sylviabrown.com. That's Brown with an E at the end. Amazon.com and bookstores everywhere. Sylvia, I cannot express how much I appreciate you on it. It's such a true pleasure.
Well, thank you, darling, and it's been a wonderful pleasure for me.
Yeah, it really was a true pleasure, and may God bless you, and I hope you and your family have a wonderful holiday.
And you too, and God bless you, dear.
Thank you so much.
All right, dear. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.